Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Hope everybody enjoyed Juneteenth. Whatever you do on Juneteenth, I. But let's dispense with all of that. Let's get into it. Let's start with writer and podcast Bob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. I was thinking of you. It's so hot in the middle of the day. You don't want to go outside, right? Well, you're booked all afternoon. When do you get a chance to exercise?
I have to do it in the morning. I have to do it in the morning. I get up and I either pedal or I go to the karate class or I do both.
Now you were, I'd sort of heard about this karate class. Tell me more. Because
my daughter's
taking MMA and I'm thinking I'm too old to get hit in the head.
Well, all of us are. However, I have this lucky amalgamation in a facility here where the chief instructor Ray Thompson, he won all the tough guy contests. He has a traditional martial art background. His son Steven is number 6 ranked in the UFC in his weight class.
Wow.
So they've taken and they've combined the traditional with the newer science of MMA. And they incorporate grappling into the karate part of it, and they teach you the basic foundation of the basic martial art, which you can then incorporate into MMA. And it's quite an interesting thing. I mean, it's quite the fight science lab, if you will. So you don't have to, like, for me, who doesn't want to get hit in the head either, you have to buy this safety equipment to freeze bar, and the headgear looks like a combination of something you'd wear if you were both catching a Major League Baseball game and guarding a goal in a National Hockey League game.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But even so, you know, when people talk about, I was attacked, and then I was supposed to call the police, and I go, fights are over in seconds.
Yep.
I mean, a professional can fight for a few minutes, and you're stepping into that. That is extremely intense exercise.
It is, and I'm not able to quite do it as well as I would like to. But here's the thing. The thing about fights, gunfights and fights, is that for me, even if I become like this MMA monster, I still have a very low bar when it comes to being able to employ lethal force. So I will probably use the martial art part of it to both maybe help my shooting out, because I'll be able to stand better and breathe better. And at the same time, if somebody were to come and grab hold of me, you know, we've trained, like when we were training in tactical response, we trained land on the target, because most of these fights that start kick off are going to kick off where they're trying to grab hold of you. So
right.
I'll be able to create space a little more effectively. Yeah.
Well, and you'll have those reflexes. You'll have what, and I tell my daughter who spars, you know something that only 1 out of 10,000 know? How to take that first hit and respond instinctively and defend yourself. So that's, congratulations. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Talk, talking about taking a hit. I'm reading through the news today. Netflix announced layoffs. They couldn't take the hit.
Yep.
You remember they're the guys that hired Barack and Michelle Obama and Susan Rice and
right,
got woke and went broke?
Harris, I'm a big fan of Harris Teeter as a grocery store. I just, you know, I like going to Harris Teeter. I don't know why. They're not any more expensive than anybody else. Maybe that's why. Plus, they have a pretty good selection. Well, the other day, some Karen rolled in there, and they were selling these koozies. You know, just a koozie.
Oh, okay. A cup wrapper. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And they had depictions of the American Eagle and guns on it.
Okay.
And she got on Twitter and said, you should get rid of these products. And Harris Teeter and Kroger, who is their parent company, both said, yes, we're going to do that. We're going to comply. And then let the Twitterverse erupt because, you know, I was sending stuff like, you know, there's 150 million gun owners, 27 million walking around veterans. Maybe you should look at your demographic before you get woke broke.
Yes.
So,
okay, but you spoke up.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You have a forum to hundreds of thousands of people every afternoon, but you sent an email to Kroger anyway.
I got on Twitter.
All right.
That was on Twitter. I have now. What I'm thinking about doing is I'm thinking about going to the Harris Teeter that I shop at and saying, who's your district manager, and seeing if I can follow my way up the chain, because I know how the hierarchy works in a grocery store.
Right.
My father worked for a grocery chain all of his career. And unless, of course, that has changed now nowadays, it used to be that if you were looking for some sort of grievance settlement within a company, they would take you all the way to the big dog. And now, you know, like, depending on who you call, they'll be like, well, I'm the only one you can speak with.
Huh.
So I don't know how that will work, but, you know, I pointed out, you need to look at your local in your local areas and see what kind of people shop in your grocery store. But we'll see.
Right.
We'll see where it goes.
Well, again, thinking of GCN, I'm going through the news, and I saw that two people were attacked. They were stabbed at a mall in Sweden. Pretty nice mall. But that's a country that doesn't recognize the right of armed defense, so they were standing there with a sour look on their face and bare hands. And again, that's something that we can talk about here at GCN, and the mainstream media would never touch that.
Never.
Before we go to break, should we talk about Chicago?
Well, you got a minute. So, yes.
Sadly, it's plenty. It was a nice holiday, but a tragic week in Chicago. Between Friday evening and Monday morning, the Jordan gangs murdered 5 people, shot an additional 47 who were wounded, but made it to the hospital, and we've kept them alive. Hopefully they recover. That brings up to 276 people that have been murdered so far this year in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. What a sad situation.
Yeah. Lori Lightfoot, Chicago.
Well, remember, this is in a nation where we defend ourselves with a firearm 4,500 times a day. So it's tragic, but there's the good news that we're not talking about, except here.
Is that where we're putting the number at now, 4,500? I thought it was I like to go by the CDC numbers just because it was the CDC, and they're always wanting to throw it to the CDC, which is about 9,000.
I chose the report by the William English, the latest broad poll.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me. I like that, too. How do people find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's picked up at Ammoland, and I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column at Ammoland. That keeps me busy when I'm pining to be here with you, Bill.
I understand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
That's Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Moon Squad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Rob Morse. He is both a writer and podcaster. And where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I had a strange experience. I suspect you've had it before. My friends who train school staff, school teachers, to be armed defenders, as you'd imagine, after the attack in Uvalde, they're getting a lot of calls. And I was asking them, how's it going? What's new? They have over several million hours of experience with trained staff going armed in school. That's a lot to me. I didn't realize we counted up that many. And again,
right.
This is the armed teachers, janitors, administrators. We're not talking about the school resource officers. And then I'm amazed because maybe it's the odd response that makes the news, but I read about some local school official who wants to put a bucket of rocks in schools, or yes, you can go armed, but it has to be in a lockbox, and you have to push a magic button, and then we'll unlock it for you. Yeah. People've done a lot of thought on how to protect our kids. It seems really strange that people want to reinvent that.
Well, they've also done a lot of thought on how to not let people be armed in any place. And some of that stupidity there. And you know, it comes down to, I think in a lot of cases it comes down to how many things can I try before I have to finally give in and let somebody be armed for self-defense. But
gotcha.
Well, I mean,
it's a general avert. Ed Monk, a man who studied this, you know, so when it comes to school safety, John Lott has a competitor. His name's Ed Monk. He goes, on the day when the school isn't being attacked, nobody wants armed staff at school. No. We should never think of that until the day it happens. And when they are, why aren't there guys in guns with? Why aren't there guys here with guns? I called you 3 seconds ago. Get here. We're schizophrenic.
Yeah. Well, we don't learn. Well, I mean, let me amend some of this. It isn't that I think we're schizophrenic, and I there's either one of two things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's either fear or it's benefit.
Well, explain yourself.
So, for the left, every time one of these things happens, right?
Uh-huh.
And Uvalde is one of these places. I mean, did you see what came out about Uvalde today?
A lot has been coming out. We found out that the cops were geared. At first, the story was at the school in Uvalde, we didn't have the gear we needed to enter. Yes, you did. We looked at the security tapes. You stood there geared up for an hour.
Yep.
And the door was unlocked.
Yep. And they had shields.
Yeah.
They had ballistic shields. So all they had to do was pull up in the door and go in. And, you know, you don't know if they would have saved anybody if they killed everybody in the first 5 minutes. We'll never know. I don't guess. But what we do know is that they stood out there for basically an hour.
Yeah.
And nobody, there was no self-motivation, nobody took charge. The guy that was the ranking officer is now saying, I didn't think I was the one in charge, which is, that's the biggest cop-out I've ever heard. But I think for the left, no matter what the details of these incidents are, that they feel like and as Phil Murphy said, the governor of New Jersey, the door is wedged open. And they feel like this is a chance to advance some gun control. They know they're not going to get what they want, and that's not important. What they want is something, because they play the incremental long game.
It's how thinly can they take a slice?
Yeah.
Look at official reports. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety said that the Uvalde police response was an abject failure. Abject in this sense means horrid. A terrible failure. Later, the police and city officials of Uvalde stopped cooperating with state investigators. I think they did so poorly they see lawsuits coming. And they've decided to cover up.
Yeah, but whoever sues them is going to win. I mean, whoever sues them is going to lose, because that's there's a Supreme Court precedent saying that they don't have to protect anybody.
Yeah.
So that will get cited by the defense for the police, and it will get thrown out of court. So I mean, and that's That's the other part that I think is sort of part of the whole little plan, because if you have the cops that aren't going to go enforce the law and the other stuff, and then you're making people gun-free, defenseless, you know, that kind of stuff, and then
yes.
you're cutting loose people and letting people like Yuval Ramos, letting him walk the streets until he finally snaps, you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of reminds me, you know, I sort of think they're trying to get everybody to go to electric cars right now with this gas price thing, the more it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they're looking at us going, you know, there's not enough electricity out there. We may have rolling blackouts.
I know. It's like, did one arm of propaganda talk to the other arm of propaganda? What the heck?
They never get together and have a meeting or anything. They don't have any staff meetings.
But let's back up, because we have been here before. We were here at the Pulse nightclub. The attacker was inside the club having shot people. The police were on the outside. They were afraid to go in and engage this guy. He jammed his AR. He was looking up how to unjam it online on his cell phone from the bathroom.
That's a lot of time.
And the police did not go in and engage him.
Yeah.
At the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, the guy murdered at will. The school resource officer said, stay back 500 feet. The guy murdered at will. He finally left the building, and then the police entered when they were unopposed. It's and as you say, we knew this from Columbine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, some of the things you're mentioning, the Parkland guy, I'm surprised he got caught. He was out having a milkshake when they pulled up on him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he could have just kept... Well, they recognized him when he entered the building, so they knew who he was. Yeah, you and I are surprised they found him so quickly.
I'm just thinking, well... You know what? We got the break coming up. So tell everybody, instead of saying goodbye, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column at Ammoland.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6th committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. and you're listening to USA Radio News. At least four people died in Monday's Amtrak crash in Mendon, Missouri. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing. Mendon is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were on board the train. More details are coming out regarding Hunter Biden's laptop.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this can be proved more in the Times, was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Yes.
I love how things have changed with the internet, Bill. So Washington State quickly passed a 10-round magazine ban. And bam, like that, Arrow Precision, isn't that one of your sponsors?
Yes, sir.
They got a Magpul, a big shipment of Magpul bags, standard capacity, and embossed them with a Second Amendment Foundation logo. The Second Amendment Foundation is based in Washington State, where this mag ban starts, on the 1st of July. So go buy them and get them now, because standard capacity mags are grandfathered. So I thought we have some nimble feet, you know. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, but they put it together, bang, like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing about these bands where they get out there and say, okay, well, we're not going to take the ones that are out there because that would be tyrannical. So we're gonna grandfather them, even though we don't even know how many of them is out there,
right?
Which that's always the fun. That's the funniest part of it.
Do you remember what was? I think Colorado did the same thing, and Magpul, who was still in Colorado for a few months left before they left the state, said, "No, wait a minute. What do they call it? The Great Colorado Magazine Airlift? They pulled in extra shifts. They produced a lot of standard capacity mags. And if you ordered from Colorado, they made sure your order was shipped before the deadline.
Yep.
The rest of the country could, you guys can wait a minute.
Yeah.
You got somebody else to take care of first.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. That whole thing was, it was interesting to watch. Simply because, I mean, do you own an AR-15? I've never even asked you that.
Yes, sir.
You own probably multiples, don't you?
I spread it around between the AR and the AK.
Gotcha. Okay, so with your AR, you probably have what you deem to be enough magazines already now, right?
We learned from Mr. Williford, I have a number of them loaded, too.
Yeah, that's the thing about Steven. Every time I think about it, I tell that story, and I'm like, you know, he snatched 8 whole rounds before he ran out of the house. So, 8? I'm like, well, yeah, 8.
Wouldn't it be, there's a guy who would give away some fingers to know now, to know then what he knows now, which
no
was
doubt.
Have a loaded mag. God bless him. But
yep.
That has to weigh on his heart until the day he dies.
Well, he still did what he could. He was still there.
Amen.
He got there as fast as he could. He wasn't as good as somebody being in the building, but the way that thing all erupted, I don't know how that good that would have been to have somebody in the building able to deal with that. But having said that, I think you probably feel like you have enough magazines now, do you?
I think so.
See, I keep... Over the course of time, I have, right now I have sitting in a nice little box, a nice little plastic tote holds 87 loaded magazines.
You can outfit a squad there, Bill.
Well, if they have the right weapon to stick them in, I guess, That's where that all comes into. But I don't have it for that. I mean, both of my sons have ARs. I have ARs. I don't have an AK, primarily because I have so much AR stuff.
Right.
And I
got one because some local guys said, hey, you want to go hog hunting? And I got it in the hope of doing that down here in Louisiana.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to do it yet, but still.
An AK is a good hog hunting gun. But, I mean, an AK, if you have one set up the right way, the problem is I've never gotten one set up the right way. I always get one that's a piece of junk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And probably, if I knew what I was doing with one, I'd probably have better luck with them. But that's all beside the point.
You proved this. Wait a minute. Weren't you talking to Super Dave? No, it was Mr. Fisher, where he said, you know, it helps if you shoot the same gun over and over rather than changing. I mean, Steve Fisher could change guns in the middle of a match, and he just, oh, okay, that's how this one shoots, and the second shot would be where he wants it. The rest of us like to get used to something, so it feels familiar.
Well, I mean, you know, when Steve was down there, a lot of those guns that were in that class with us, those were students. A lot of us students in the class that Rob is referencing that we went to were shooting Steve's guns. But Steve travels with like 25 handguns. And Steve can shoot them all. And I've had that discussion with him where I say, hey. So, you know, with Dave is telling me I'm never going to get really good unless I settle on one. And with Steve, he's like, okay, settle on one and do the biggest proportion of shooting with that gun. But then, learn how to shoot the other ones as well. And I, you know, thankfully, I don't have to worry about it as much as Steve does, because Steve just has all kinds of guns, and I don't. I never keep a bunch of guns. I never keep a bunch of guns. Although I have, I know one gun that I can shoot straight out of the box, shoot it better than any gun that I'm ever going to pick up straight out of the box, and that's just simply a 1911.
Sure.
And
you got a new Chambers Custom.
I did. I did get a new Chambers Custom. Yeah, I got a new 45 ACP. So I'm fired.
Say that again?
I still haven't fired. Well, I mean, finding a range around here. I could go outdoors. I could go outdoors and shoot, but around here right now, we're in the middle of a massive heat wave.
Yes.
So I'd be shooting it and trying to film it all at the same time, and then I'd pass out.
And then you'd melt.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull us back to the news for just a second.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't have to worry about getting accustomed to a single gun? Joe Biden's choice for director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Dettelbach.
Whose big claim to fame is, I understand firearms in the industry, has never owned a gun, was never issued one on the job, I think he knows where the bullets come out. He might know where they go in. But does that sound bizarre to you too, Bill?
Yeah.
Talk about an anti-gun lawyer out of Ohio and infinitely tone deaf. Okay, we understand he's a political appointee. But
sure.
Does that irritate the people in the bureau who think they're competent and know that this clown's just a political hack? Wow. Did I say that out loud? Was that too coarse?
No, anyway. I liked it. That's why I was laughing about it. I mean, that's, you know, I think sometimes that's the problem. I'm tired of being polite. I'm tired of all of this, you know. I've been seeing a bunch of companies now that are starting to get out there and say, oh, okay, let me get this right. I'm paying you this huge wage to do things, and you guys are getting out there on Twitter and complaining about us, and you want this to change, you want that to change. Here's a change for you. You can look for a new job, or if this happens again, you're fired.
Elon Musk did that at Twitter, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Well,
Was it at SpaceX?
SpaceX and Tesla.
Okay, when we come back, there's another example of people who aren't being polite anymore.
There you go.
Again, God bless the internet.
Yeah. Rob is a writer and podcaster. You can find his stuff both on iTunes and on the internet in the written word. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie,
5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And chewing over the fat as it goes. You were taking us where, sir?
Well, I'm in Louisiana on the Texas border. I want to go to Texas because they're not putting up with it. I mean, there was a time when a politician could give one speech in one town and give the opposite speech in another town, and the two would never meet each other. Those days are over. It was the Republican Party of Texas convention in Houston last week. U.S. Senator John Cornyn, he tried to give a speech, and the crowd was not having it. The right. crowd would not be quiet. I listened to the video. They roared. It wasn't just boo. It was a growl from hundreds and hundreds of people in this convention center, and they wouldn't be quiet until he left the stage. I mean, he was there to tell the crowd, "Hey, I represent you. I'm from Texas. I understand Texas," but the Texans were not understanding his support of gun control and what his actions drowned out his words. It's actually kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Without a doubt, that is absolutely the case. And, you know, we're going to see what we get out of this. Now, right now, though, I think Biden is doing us a bigger favor with these Republican senators than anything else that's going on, because Biden keeps sticking his nose into this, and the senators, I'm sure there's not too many senators out there going, you know, that Joe Biden, he's sharp as a tack. He knows what to do. I mean, he's got a bunch of little shenanigans going on left and right. And I've heard in one case, Cornyn actually walked out. They were planning on writing something this past Friday, which I did not see anything coming out of that.
And, well, I think it's on, was it, no, Bearing Arms. Somebody said, if you're a Republican senator, do not believe anything you're told until you read every word of this bill. Because, of course, they're lying to us. You think they wouldn't lie to you, too? So what you negotiate might not be what you get?
Yeah. I get that. I do get that. So, We're going to see, I guess. I'm not. I don't like it. I don't like the political gamesmanship that they go into. But at the same time, you know, especially
isn't it fascinating that Cornyn, Manchin, and Sinema basically can dictate what this bill contains?
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking speaking of dictating the contents of a decision, I was a little disappointed that the New York State Rifle Association versus Bruin case did not come out of the Supreme Court today. There's a chance it comes out Thursday. After that, it's into Monday of next week, which is, I think, is that the last day for it to come out?
I don't know.
The Supreme Court term closes at the end of June, so, you know, and they typically issue on Monday. But because of the internet, it's harder for politicians to lie, Bill. You know, New York and California, they can say, we've got great, well, who cares what they say? Giffords, the gun control group, says, yeah, California and New York, you should be more like them. Except we've seen mass murders and attempted mass murders in New York, and the state with the most active shooter events was California. So we're told to go be like the guys that failed. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to find that.
Yeah, one of the things that they're touting now, though, especially Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is out there saying that, you know, in California, we have less homicide happening in California than the other red states, than the red states that have less gun laws than we do, and stuff such as that. And I haven't really taken the time to sit back there and actually take a look at that, but I mean, I find that so hard to imagine.
He's depending on the denominator. California is a huge, what is it? Is it, I forgot what number it would count if it were its own country. There is a lot of California where you can get a gun and defend yourself. The blue strip right on the coast, you can't. And that even it used to be that you couldn't in San Diego. I've spoken to my friends there. It's work, but now you can get a carry permit in San Diego. With that, you can carry right down Rodeo Drive.
Okay.
Concealed.
Okay.
That's
good to know.
But now, again, to make fun of the Democrats who say, because of this, when this decision comes out, oh gosh, it will become more dangerous in New York if we let honest people carry guns. I'm sorry. Pennsylvania lets people carry, and it's safer than New York State. So what are you talking about? You don't need to be a rocket scientist to just go find this stuff. The internet puts the world's information at our fingers. You have to stay off TikTok and you can't get distracted, but it's not that hard to find.
Right.
That's what I wanted to ask you. What?
Yes. No,
speaking of getting distracted, because information is out there, do you see people who go, Bill, you know, I'm feeling the need to be armed, and you're like me, you're known as a gun guy, and then they come up with some really strange way of carrying a gun or storing a gun at home, or, oh, I'm going to be a school staff member, and I was thinking of storing it this way, and I'm all. Did you notice that a lot of people have us just put it on our hip and go about our business? Have you seen this? People feel the need to reinvent?
Reinvent?
How to carry, how to store. It's like, dude, we've been doing this for four centuries. Where have you been?
Well, I mean, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing. See, like, so right now today, you probably ran everywhere you went carrying a gun. Today, yeah, sure. because of the way my day went, I went everywhere. I went carrying two guns. And no issues at all. At all. And to that end, nothing happened. But see, the left doesn't like the idea of me running around doing something without their control.
Right.
Same with you. So with them, you know, of course, they want to get out there and prescribe to us not only if and when we can do it, but how we do it. Total control. It's a total control thing. They totally looking for that.
I know a radio host who ends his show talking about it's not
absolutely
just gun control, it's total control.
Indeed.
I think he's right.
Yeah. So even in these things where they get out there and begrudgingly say, okay, well, you can carry guns, I guess, but this is the way you'll have to do it. No. No thanks. No thanks.
Well, and I wouldn't have known that California had that many active shooter incidents, but the FBI keeps the data for us. I mean, it's online. Just go look it up. And you can find out that which states are more violent than others. Pennsylvania's less violent than New York. There is a lot of New York that is not New York City. You have to put that in your head. But once you get past that, and their laws of their gun control laws in these different states, it's all there for us to see. If you're curious, go find out. I mean, on the other hand, you could handle this material for hours every day, year after year, and you'd become as smart as Bill Frady in a decade.
I don't know if that's actually something to aspire to be, Rob. But I appreciate that. Before I run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's free. From there, my writing's picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports Nudes. They have me write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Bill, who you got coming on next?
Dan Zimmerman.
Yes.
From the truthaboutguns.com.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.